So I'm Brian, gonna live forever, Gomez. This is a podcast for DTC 375 and my buddy here and lover at times is named Ryan Botno.
Hello, nice to meet you.
I'm Brian, he's Ryan, so don't want to mix anybody up. But the premise of our podcast is to, since we're both very into pop culture, music, and movies, we're going to go to TMZ.com and discuss local pop culture. Is his dad on drugs or something?
He's on drugs. He's on crack. Have you heard about what's going on?
No, so Lamar Odom, we're doing a story on Lamar Odom. He was married to. Are they
He's
still
still
married?
married to the Khloe Kardashian.
The
That would
oldest?
no, that would
Oh, no,
be
it's the.
the she is the one that doesn't look like she's a Kardashian.
Yeah,
Side
she's.
story, rumor is that is O.J. Simpson's daughter threw a swinging party with his lawyer at the time, who was
Wait, 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 wait,
wait, true
wait.
story. So
Breaking news, this just
Robert
in.
Kardashian
Rob
and
Kardashian.
Robert Kardashian
That's
is
the dad
yes,
who is
that's the
OJ's.
lawyer at the time,
Okay.
was married to Kris Jenner, who at the time was Kris Kardashian.
Okay.
And O.J. Simpson was married to Nicole Brown, who was Nicole Simpson at the time, I think.
Before she was brutally murdered.
Before she fell down and hurt herself.
Brutally raped, senseless, and murdered.
Murder. I don't think she was raped. I think she just had a real bad accident. But story goes back in this during the 80s that they were into some sort of drugs, and they would do swinger parties. And rumor has it that O.J. Simpson's actually Chloe's real father, and that in his new will he wrote, she's included in it. And the whole family knows, Chris knows, and they just don't leak this out for,
For like media.
for media reasons.
So basically, Khloe Kardashian.
Is actually O.J. Simpson's daughter. And if you there's actually pictures out there of O.J.'s other daughter
So OJ and the Kardashian, Chris.
hooked up, yeah. And
Weird.
Robert Kardashian used to hook up with Nicole Brown at the time. They used to do swinging parties.
Odd. The
Odd.
life. The life.
Lifestyle of the rich. Things get little.
Lifestyle of Los Angelonians. But what's going on with this Lamar Odom
So the
story?
Lamar Odom thing is back. He got traded from the Los Angeles Lakers to the Dallas Mavericks, and his performance went down. From the previous year, he was sixth man of the year, and he got let go by the Dallas Mavericks, and he signed with the LA Clippers. You want to go back to LA because that's where his wife and family is.
Yeah.
And he had a subpar season also.
At
Then
the cl
at the Clippers, it was okay. Now, the 2 years before that, he was sixth man of the year, and everyone was wondering, well, is he getting older? What's wrong with him? Why is he not
Yeah.
playing as well?
How old is he?
Probably 34, 33.
Okay.
Still young. I mean, older for NBA, but
Yeah.
still a younger guy.
How old's to put this in perspective, how old's Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant is 35 years old.
35,
35
okay.
years old, young. Been in
And
it
he's recovering?
from Achilles injury.
An Achilles severed.
He got in a knife, a gang fight, Bloods versus Crips, and got stabbed in the Achilles.
Yeah, it was
It was all over Twitter. But back to the story, and rumors start floating around through the good old internet that Lamar Odom is a crack
the
addict.
virtual grapevine.
Correct. Where I get my everything's true on the internet. You have to
Wait,
believe
wait,
it.
wait. The this was saying that his dad was a
No, Lamar Odom,
Oh,
his
that he
son.
was.
Lamar Odom was addicted to crack cocaine. Previously, there was rumors saying that he was cheating on his wife with other women.
Was that true?
It looks like it is true. So the point that where it is at right now, him and Chloe aren't talking.
So they're still married but
They're
getting
still married, not
divorced.
talking. It looks like she's not even upset over the other women in his life. She's more upset that he does not want to get help for his crack addiction.
Oh my gosh. So I've seen the Kardashian show
Yeah.
a few
I
times.
have a girlfriend, so she likes to watch it, so sometimes I'll sit and watch it with her.
Yeah, being forced.
Being forced, she ties me and holds my eyes open and makes me watch
She puts hot sauce in your
it. Puts
eyes.
hot sauce in my eyes and makes me watch it.
And if you're gonna go that route, I would say
Hey,
go with the lemon
at
juice.
least she's nice and she puts Tapatio.
Okay.
I'd rather have Tapatio than Tabasco.
Ryan and I are both half Spanish, half Americans.
Americans.
Yeah. So we have this weird sense of humor that correlates with our ethnicity.
Skin.
But I've seen the Kardashians more than a few times, sometimes on my own will,
Yeah.
unfortunately. What are you gonna do? But he seems like a good guy. I can't see him being addicted to crack.
You got to remember that with reality TV, you see what they want you to see.
It's true. They're framing.
They're framing it. I mean, how many episodes are in season of the Kardashians besides the other spinoffs they do?
There's at least, I'm totally...
10. Would you say 10? At least
between
10.
Between 7 and 10.
7 to 10 episodes, right?
Seasons.
And, or 10, not seasons. I'm talking about episodes per season.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So there's probably at least...
Oh, there might even be more.
Okay, let's round up. Let's say 15 episodes in a season.
Okay.
So
okay.
How long are the episodes? An hour? Half an hour? An hour. Let's say an hour. So 15 episodes at an hour. That's 150 hours.
No, I think they're 30 minutes.
Are they 30 minutes?
Yeah, 30 minutes. So that's of solid actual stuff. That's like 20 minutes when you cut out commercials, right? So you got 20 minutes times 10. That's 200 minutes. So it's 100, 300 minutes.
We'll say, okay, so let's
so
just.
So 5 hours.
Okay, let's just say five hours of content.
Of reality TV a season.
And how much of that do you think they actually film with footage? There's more than one camera. There's got to be at least 20 cameras following them around for at least 6 or 7 months out of the year, and all we're going to see is
5 hours.
5 hours of actual, maybe a little more, give or take a little more. That's how much we're seeing of their life. There's so much we're missing out on.
That's true. That's true.
So there's and the rumors you hear about Kris Jenner, you're seeing what she wants you to see. Everything goes through her first and last. So if there's anything about the family that she doesn't want you to see, guess what? America's not seen it.
Yeah.
The Kardashians.
That's like when they had that season when she was like, do you remember, I don't know what season it was. Ryan, you scratch your head really hard. Jeez.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Head and shoulders.
Head and shoulders, bro. No, that's just my
speaking of Head and Shoulders, they're our sponsored ad this evening.
That's just my leprosy. Don't worry about it.
It's us.
This is my leprosy.
Leprosy since 2000 BC. the one season about like where Kris Jenner was being very distant and not like she was acting like she didn't want the girls working in her shop or her boutique shop. Do you remember that?
I think I remember that.
It was back in the day, but apparently it was because Kim Kardashian was doing, remember, she was dating...
The football player? Reggie Bush?
Oh, yeah, she was dating Reggie Bush from the New Orleans Saints.
That's sad that I know all these answers.
Pop culture.
Pop culture 101. There you go.
She was dating Reggie Bush at the time, and I remember she didn't want Kim working for her because she did, like, a birthday calendar shoot, remember, for Reggie Bush?
Yeah.
She did very skimpy, risque.
Provocative,
thought-provoking.
You would think for her, doing a calendar shoot is...
And how old is she at the time, roughly? At least 26, probably?
Like I'm saying.
Older.
Like, well, for her doing a calendar shoot, it's not that big of a deal. That's like her writing a children's book because she has a full-on, you know... private amateur video with Brandy's brother Ray J out there.
Is that Brandy's brother?
Yeah, that's Brandy. Ray J, that's Brandy's brother.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Weird.
So this girl's not afraid in front of the camera.
Yeah. So it seems kind of weird that in that season they made it a big deal that her mom got mad about just, you know, the calendar. Granted, I wouldn't want that, but
I'm going to go on a limb and say Kris Jenner is the closest thing to Hitler we've ever seen before.
You think so?
Yeah, I would go out there and say. I mean, not as... mean this as like, oh, like I hate races. I'm saying like how she is with her children. She's a Benedict Arnold almost to where there's even rumors out there. Internet. This is the internet telling me. Once again, I believe internet's always true.
Cite your sources. What do we got? What are your sources?
I think if you just type in the Google, you'll see. But that she pimps out Kim for millions of dollars for escorts overseas to princes and kings in other countries for dates, doing this with their own daughter.
What?
Well, I don't know if I believe this. This is just what the internet says. You got to remember, the internet is always right, though.
Like the customer.
Like, you see my police record on the internet, it's wrong, but...
Those government files are completely wrong.
That's all fake, though.
So why is it showing on this TMZ ad that Lamar Odom, this is what it says, the headline says, Lamar Odom to dad, I'm done paying your rent.
So what happened here is the dad believes his son never had any drug alcohol problem before he met the Kardashians. And after he got with the Kardashians, they say it's not Khloe so much, it's more the family drove him to this.
So his dad's confirming.
His dad's kind of confirming what everyone else in the goddamn world thinks, that his son is acting this way because of the Kardashians. But here's a little side story on this. Him and his dad aren't very close. They're estranged. When he went to the... I'm pretty sure he was originally drafted by the Clippers, which is before he played for the Lakers. He moved his dad there. He's been paying his rent for like 10, 12 years.
Living
there
in
LA, yeah.
Where are they from originally?
They're from New York, but they're from... forgot what borough it is, but he is from New York.
Upstate New York on a brightly colored fall day.
I'm pretty sure it's the hood, but...
Oh.
Ayo. Riddle me this, riddle me that. But his dad said this, and Lamar didn't find it very nice that his dad said that, and he's cut funds off from him.
Uh-oh.
Note to people out there listening, if you're rich, and if you have rich kids, don't piss them off. They will cut you off.
Which is weird, because you would think that a person who births you brings you into this world, so to speak.
I guess he was estranged, though, I guess.
Who, his pops?
His pops, yeah, they didn't really talk, really.
So basically, after the whole Lamar Odom and his dad basically confirming that he has a drug addiction, maybe? Is that what?
Yeah, it's a drug addiction. You do a lot of drugs, it's an addiction.
If you do them enough, you're legally.
And here's the thing, it's not even, like, there's people out there who got video pictures of them buying crack-related products.
Seriously?
Seriously, like 2 or 3 in the morning.
But seriously?
Seriously.
Oh my
seriously,
gosh.
They caught him. Red-handed.
So basically, moral of the story is, if you're famous,
don't do anything bad. The way multimedia is right now.
With the way social media
it's everywhere. The multimedia, you're going to be on Instagram, you're going to be on Vine, you're going to be on Twitter, you're going to be on Facebook, you're going to be on CNN.
You're going to be on TMZ.
You're going to be on Teen Mom in the background. Who knows what you're going to be on.
So be careful out there. If you plan on becoming famous,
don't mess around.
Do not.
Leave it in your pants.
You heard it from Ryan Botno and Brian Gomez himself. Themselves. Be careful when you get famous. All right, everybody. That was the Brian and Ryan podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening, you guys.
We appreciate it.
I appreciate it more than he does.
Do you? Do you, though?
I'm older, though, so I got to appreciate stuff more.
Yeah, time's his biological...
When you get older, you got to appreciate stuff more. If not, karma comes.
Karma comes your way.
Knocks on the door.
Knocks on your door.
Ask for 50%, 15% gratuity.
I hate that.
Right up front. Right up front.
Well, on that depressing note, I think we're going to conclude our podcast. Good night, y'all.
Thank you for listening.